Hey everyone, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about beliefs that successful entrepreneurs have.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Like the things successful entrepreneurs believe and how they got to believe these things. Well, first, let's talk about why we want to talk about this episode. You suggested this with a slightly different spin. How did you come up with this as a topic that we should tackle today?
Yeah, I mean, I started with the idea of stories. I really believe people tell themselves stories. It's something we're constantly doing because we're making up our own reality. Like if you really want to go meta into it, what I believe isn't necessarily the same as what you believe at all. Right. And almost everything. We have different lives. We all are making this stuff up in our heads. And so it started with the idea that, hey, Steli, we should talk about stories. And then Steli, you started going on about, oh, we've talked about stories in this way and that way. And I was like, wait, hold on. What I meant was stories we tell ourselves. So that's where we started. And then this, you can't talk about stories you tell yourself without talking about beliefs and limiting beliefs. And then we got to this place where like, all right, well, like I think the things entrepreneurs believe and believe themselves and stories that they tell themselves are different than what many other, you know, non-entrepreneurs, non-founders type of people would probably be saying. Not that, you know, founders are special or anything in any way. It's just that I think there's a bunch of stuff we could talk through around. What do founders believe? What do entrepreneurs believe? What stories are they telling themselves? And how are these different than what maybe other people are doing?
And it's not just, I would bet that we're going to end up talking about not just the way things are different, but also the challenge that you have, like stepping back and seeing that a lot of times the challenges or the problems you have as an entrepreneur, as a human being in general, have to do with the limiting beliefs you have or the story you tell about yourself or about the situation, right? The way you decide to tell yourself the story about your circumstances. So let's first start at the beginning. Let's talk about like what beliefs and stories are that we tell ourselves. And how we get to tell these stories. Like, how does this happen? Because I think most people are not that tuned into their own beliefs and their own stories and their inner dialogue, let's say. And they confuse their inner dialogue or the stories they tell themselves about situations and the beliefs they have about certain situations. They confuse that as thinking. And it's very subconscious. It's not something that you critically analyze. The way you would analyze your external dialogues and the things, your external presentation. I think people are not as self-aware about what's going on in their head that's not verbalized outside. So how do we create these beliefs? How do we pick up these stories? How does that happen? Let's talk a little bit about that.
I think some of the stories come from childhood. You know, these are just the things that you either observed or believed growing up. I mean, a lot of them have to do with things you believe about yourself that either may or may not be true. Some of it boils down to upbringing. So let's say you grew up with not a lot of money, for example, or the alternative, you grew up with a lot of money around you, like your family was really wealthy. You're going to have beliefs based on that. You're going to have beliefs of things that you think are right or wrong that are probably different in both of those scenarios. Like if you grew up with less money, you're probably going to be, as you grow up, you're probably going to count your pennies. You know, even if you end up making a lot more money, there's going to be some frugality in there, most likely. Or depending on how that upbringing affected you, you could have the opposite frugality.
Yeah.
Once you make money, right? You're like, oh shit, I have money. I better spend it. I wasn't able to spend it as a kid. I was not able to spend money as a kid.
Yeah.
That's a belief, right? Or that's a story that you tell yourself. So now you can either say, oh, I'm going to spend a ton of money because now I have it and I never got anything when I was a kid, you know, which is probably not true. You probably got your parents' love and all these other things. But, you know, so that's a really good example. Another one would be somebody who's really wealthy, you know, had a car at 16. It was a fancy Beamer or Benz or whatever. And, you know, they probably have a bunch of beliefs around, you know, a lot of times the beliefs I hear from those folks are, you know, on the worst side, just to talk about the worst side is like, they're better than other people for some reason. Just because they never really saw the other side of life.
Yeah.
They never saw the poorer side of life, for lack of a better word, from a monetary standpoint. Or they could be more humbled, you know, depending on what their upbringing was, and realize that, you know, money is just a tool. right? Yeah. To do good in the world, for example, if that's how, you know, they grew up. I mean, yeah. So I think this, whatever happened in your childhood, whatever your upbringing was, definitely is probably I would argue that that's the number one thing that before you actually start getting aware of these stories, that's the number one thing that's impacting what you're telling yourself.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of that has to do with things you observe and circumstances around you. And obviously your parents, teachers, people that have authority and influence over you in early years, seeing how they live their lives, seeing what they believe in and how that manifests itself in their lives and their behavior is going to impact your beliefs, obviously, as a child and as you grow up. And the way you look at life. And, you know, when you were talking about having little money, I remember that a big theme around me, because people around me didn't have a lot of money, was that, you know, money somewhat turns good people into evil people, right? Like, money's the root of all evil. Oh, if you get rich, you're going to be a bad person all of a sudden. And that was kind of a common belief shared by lots of people around me. And to a certain age, I think I carry that with me until I had to reprogram myself and adopt a different belief. And there's a quote that I like in this context, which is, I don't know it word for word. I don't remember who said this first, but it was like, a belief is nothing else than a story you keep telling yourself, right? And I like that because really that belief itself as a word is kind of an abstract thing, especially when you think about religion, which is not the context within which we're talking about things today. But if you think about it, like something you believe is really nothing else than something like you keep telling yourself is true, right? And if you do it long enough, eventually you will adopt it as a truth that doesn't need to be questioned anymore, right? An intuitive truth. The sun is going to come up tomorrow. Like, you know, I'm going to be successful or success is going to be difficult or whatever it is.
Yeah, no, this is good. So the sun is going to come up tomorrow is a fact, right?
Yes.
Yes. I cannot be successful is a belief or a story, right? That can be changed. So I'd say that, you know, one exercise you might want to do is think about those things you really, really, really believe and you really don't believe the alternative and think about if it's a fact. Like, is it actually a fact? Is it actually true or is it something that is changeable? Something that maybe it doesn't serve you well to believe that anymore.
I love that. I love the whole exercise. One question to ask is, you know, obviously, is there scientific proof that this is true? But also, is this universally true, right? So is this something that every other human being says as well?
Right.
And the moment they don't, or maybe in more context, I could say, yeah, well, the rich people don't say this, but the poor people do. Then ask yourself, do all poor people say this?
Exactly.
Poor people, because if there's only, even if it's just one poor person that doesn't say it, it's a belief and not a fact, right? It's something where you have the choice to subscribe to this thought or not.
So let's talk about one that's really interesting that's related to this. It just came in my head, but it's like, I'm not good enough.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Because that's the story a lot of people tell themselves about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Another one, you know, if you want to get really nitpicky, goes to like, that's hard. Have we ever discussed this? I don't think we have, but like, I hate that word. I hate a lot of things, but I really hate that word.
I feel like we've discussed this in the context of, no, it's not, I don't know if we talked about it's hard on the podcast. I know that I for sure have heard this before from you, but I know that we definitely have talked on the podcast about this is the first time and it's hard.
Yeah,
or I don't know what, like, and I know that you're.
For me, anyone that says, so there's a couple words that I get called out for if I use them by people, like business partners of mine, but I also call out people for using the word hard and using the word try.
Oh,
you're trying to be Yoda. You know, when I tell someone, hey, are you really trying? Like, is that really the word you want to use for that? Or are you just going to do it?
Yeah.
Because I think you should just do it. I don't think you should try it. I think you should do it.
Yeah, you should try. Yeah, if I tell you I tried to open the door, did I succeed? Yeah. No. Right? If I tell you I tried to reach my numbers, did I succeed? No.
Yeah.
You know when I use the word try that there's an implicit failure in it or at least a big possibility.
Why would you want to say that to yourself? Just like, why would you want to say something's hard? Like, I don't think Elon Musk walks around saying, oh, that's hard about anything.
Yeah.
Right? I think the better thing to say instead of saying hard, if you're really insistent on keeping that sort of mentality, is like, I haven't explored it deep enough yet.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's not hard. And you know, the other thing I think about is like, everything you're doing today, at some point, you might have thought it was hard.
This is actually, yeah, one of my favorite ways of thinking about this, because, yeah, there's nothing you've mastered, from driving a car to writing and reading to, you know, whatever, doing coding or giving a presentation, anything you've mastered that you're now comfortable doing that didn't, when you started it, seemed hard, right? Or was challenging to you, or was something that you needed to practice to become good at and master.
It's just hard because you haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
Right? So then it's not hard, really. It's just a lack of experience in it, or a lack of focus, or a lack of depth of understanding.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and I just don't ever want myself to think that anything's hard. It shouldn't matter what it is.
Yeah. I really like that. I think that many people underestimate the impact that these thoughts can have on them. Right? So you might listen to this and go, okay, yeah, what stories do I tell myself? What do I believe? Sure.
What words do I use that I shouldn't be using? Yeah, you know, because founders shouldn't be using these words, hard, or I'm just trying, or any of that. And they use it all the time. Like, I cringe when I hear founders use some of these words, because I'm just like, oh, you're just trying? I thought, oh, okay, well, you're going to fail then.
Yeah, because both you and both you and I subscribe to the power of words. We really think that the words you use will define the spectrum of your thoughts and the possibility of your imagination, and your thoughts and imagination will directly and fully influence your actions and the way you perform these actions. So the mind is the starting point of every action. You know, everything starts as a thought. Even me opening my mouth, talking to you, even if I go, I need to pick up a glass of water, it starts as a thought. Otherwise, I can't physically follow through in action. So the quality of my thoughts will directly influence the quality of my actions, and the quality of my actions will influence the quality of my reality. So we're both, I think, incredibly big believers in the words and their powers. We have an episode 73, The Power of Words, where people that are interested in this and our opinions on it can listen more to it. But that's why I think we're sticklers to words, and I do the same thing. There's things you'll say you're not going to get away with when you talk to me.
Same.
And I'm not that I'm perfect. This is a constant journey, right? You never get there, but there's a lot of things that I don't allow myself to get away with, to say, you know, or if I say it, I'll catch myself and I'll rephrase it again, right? Because I know how important these words are, and the way that I phrase things will influence the way I think about them and other people think about them and what we believe about things. So I think examining your thoughts, the words you use, the beliefs you have, even writing down, what do I believe about success? What are my beliefs about money? What are my beliefs about life?